Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
We got I want to call it Wimbledon already. We've got
Australian.
The Australian Open going on. We're going to talk off-season Braves baseball. We're going to discuss the transfer portal and where it mysteriously takes you. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip Branch, not here.
Again.
He's lost somewhere in the Ottumwa River. Good luck with that. Sitting in for him for the first time ever on the show. I'm actually a little shocked that this is the case, but for the first time ever on the Jason Bishop Show is Teddy Bishop, Jason Bishop's father.
Thank you, Jason. It's good to be here. I was thinking about this a little earlier. I think the last time you and I actually worked together on something was we did a Brunswick High broadcast in Hinesville when Brunswick High lost to Bradwell.
Yes, they did. That was pretty much the game that sealed the Larry Harold era.
Correct.
Ending. Teddy Bishop has called Brunswick High football games for
16 years.
16 years. Him and Kip Branch are the voice of the Pirates. The professor, as he is so lovingly called by the Brunswick High faithful. All right, so let's talk NFL playoffs.
All right,
there aren't really too many playoffs left, but you've got the Patriots and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, Rams Saints in the NFC Championship game.
Well, keep in mind, Kansas City is at home against New England, and typically, you know, I think New England would probably be a favorite, but I understand Kansas City's favored by 3 points in this game, which is typically what you get as a home field advantage. But keep in mind that during the regular season, New England went 3-5 on the road. And keep in mind that even when Kansas City has not had very good teams, they do have a propensity to play very well at home. So this could be a very, very good football game in Kansas City.
And keep in mind, the New England Patriots have a guy named Tom Brady.
Yes, and a coach named Belichick.
This game, the Patriots are going to be three-point favorites at home. So basically, you're going to get the 3 points for being at home. So basically, Vegas is saying that this game is a pick 'em game.
And, Kansas City, like I said, they typically play very well at home. New England has struggled some on the road, but of course the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl. And a local connection, Jason, we talked about this. If Kansas City wins, McIntosh's Alan Bailey will go to the Super Bowl, so yeah, that's a big plus.
As well as Statesboro's Justin Houston,
right,
if Kansas
yes.
City wins. Absolutely. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Awesome Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Awesome Nissan in Brunswick, awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. They will not be beaten by anyone anywhere. If Awesome Nissan can't beat your deal, they will give you $500. That's right, $500. 264-3825. That's 264-3825. Go see them today and find out why their customers are awesome. Who are your picks? Well, before we get into that, the over-under on both of these games...
That was interesting.
...is really high. On the New England-Kansas City game, the over-under is 56. The Saints and the Rams game, it's 56.5. By the way, the Saints are also 3-point favorites in their game at home against the Rams.
Again, home field advantage, I guess. I don't see either game going over the over-under. I think both of them will be under that. I just think in a conference championship game, that's a huge amount of points when basically defense is a key to winning championships. I just think that's a lot of points to give up.
that Rams Saints game, I wouldn't be shocked if that went over 56.5.
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Both teams can score.
They can. They can. But again, defense is so important in particularly in the NFL, and I know all the NFL teams now gear up offense. You very seldom see a game where the quarterback doesn't throw 35, 40 passes. Most of the plays are lined up from the shotgun or the pistol, and it's just, you know, a wide-open game now, but I still think defense may come to the forefront in both of those games.
I certainly see that. The New England-Kansas City game, it's going to be nasty. The weather is going to be ugly. It's probably some snow on the ground as well, like we saw last week in Kansas City. I will say this. If this game was played in Foxborough, I would give the Chiefs no way, no how, no shot to beat the Patriots.
I agree.
But the game is in Kansas City at Arrowhead. I think that gives the Chiefs a fighting chance. Pat Mahomes, of course, with this breakout season.
And keep in mind, the reason Kansas City is at home is they're the number one seed. So they get the home field advantage against New England. As you said, Holmes is a breakout season, but I do see the possibility of his struggling in a big game like this.
Don't forget, New England has already beaten Kansas City once in the regular season this year.
Good point.
On the other side, the Rams and the Saints. I think the Rams are the best team in football. That's my opinion. I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think there's anybody that can stop them.
I still like New Orleans simply because they are at home and Drew Brees.
You're going to make a lot of Falcon fans mad to listen to this show, picking New Orleans.
Maybe so, but you know, the Falcons just didn't do it this year. New Orleans did, and I think Drew Brees, even though he's got some age on him, as does Tom Brady, but I like the Saints at home, and I just think that it's going to be the Saints and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. You want a score?
Yeah, give me a score. If you want to give me a score. I mean, you're going out on a limb with Saints and Kansas City. With the Saints, anyway.
Kansas City 27, New England 24.
For the
AFC Championship.
So you're giving them the 3 points.
I'm giving them the 3 points, home field advantage.
Okay.
With New Orleans, I'm picking New Orleans 24-17 over the Rams.
And you didn't even touch the over-under.
Oh, the over-under, yeah. I said it would be under on both of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, either game, you didn't even come close to them going.
Well, let me see. 51 in the New England-Kansas City game.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to take the Rams to beat the Saints on the road. Like I said, I'm going to pick them to win the Super Bowl. The New England-Kansas City game, the Chiefs are favored by 3. They're at home. It doesn't matter. Tom Brady
will find a way.
The New England Patriots will once again be in the Super Bowl from the AFC, but they're going to find themselves on the short end again.
Remember, in Kansas City, the weather's going to be cold, so the ball's probably going to be underinflated, which is what Brady likes. So we'll let it go at that.
Nice cheap shot. All right, so we got the week in review coming up. We're going to talk some Australian Open tennis. Yeah, we talk tennis on the show because I play tennis, my dad plays tennis, and Kip likes to watch.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
All right, so normally Kip brings us back here, but since he has lost himself somewhere in the Ottumwa River.
We're back.
We're back. And I'm going to take us into the weekend review.
And here we go. Brandon Wimbush to UCF. The dynasty continues. Tom Brady claims Philip Rivers on his tax returns. Super Bowl bound, Patriots, Rams. My biggest question this week is, where is this mysterious transfer portal, and where does it take you?
Like a wormhole.
Trade deadline is coming. Unload and play with your D-League. Zion is on the line. South Georgia finally being recruited by Georgia Tech. It's been so long, you almost didn't even recognize the logo. LeBron not happy with the refs, which means there's about to be a ref fired. Andy Murray, good showing. You should play basketball in Kentucky. One and done. Phillies say they want to sign Bryce Harper this season and Mike Trout next season. Phillies, no one short of God has that much money. Jalen Hurts to Oklahoma, and he will be the worst quarterback they've had in 3 years. White Sox offered Machado 7 years, $175 million. Machado is holding out until the White Sox agreed to change their names. Chicago Manny Machado and Friends baseball team from Chicago. And these are my thoughts.
Jason, like Kip, I enjoy that segment too. That's a unique perspective on a lot of things.
Just telling the truth the way I see it.
That's what you always do.
Especially on this show. Speaking of telling the truth, so our Twitter question from last week was, will Clemson and Central Florida play for the College Football National Championship in 2020. And of our listening audience, 67% of our listening audience says, yes, Clemson and Central Florida in the 2020 National Championship game. I like having my dad here more than I like having Kip here. I'm going to tell you the truth, but right now I wish Kip was here. He hates Central Florida for no good reason.
I mean, I think Central Florida certainly has deserved to be in the playoffs. I really don't think they're that good that they would have actually won one of the playoff games.
If they played Notre Dame, they would have.
Oh, well, yeah, probably so. But I just I don't know. I just don't see – I just would not see them making a run in the college playoffs. But I'm assuming by even saying that Clemson and Central Florida would be in the national championship game that Alabama's in a rebuilding process now.
Yeah, they're on their way down.
They must be.
They got blown out in the title game.
That's true.
Eventually, everything comes to an end.
That is true.
Eventually. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture. Hey, have you heard all about the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver. So come on down and get it today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with a driver for up to 90 days, and if you're not satisfied, bring it back for full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. Yeah, that read is tough. Kip complains about it constantly.
You did well.
Well, Kip complains about a lot of stuff constantly. It's not one thing short. The Australian Open. You've got Federer, Nadal, Djokovic on the men's side, of course, all still in the draw. You've got Federer and Nadal on the same side of the draw, which means that if they get to the semis, they're going to meet in the semis.
That's correct. Actually, the top four seeds for the men are all still in. Novak Djokovic, of course, is seeded first, Nadal second, Federer third, and Alexander Zverev, I think that's the way he pronounces his name. I've heard it a couple of ways. He's seeded fourth. Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer have all had pretty easy matches so far, straight set winners. Zverev has had a couple of tougher matches. But of those four, as you said, if the seedings hold up, Federer would meet Nadal in the semis and Djokovic would meet Zverev in the semis. But Federer's got a much tougher road. He's playing the 14 seed to Tsipitapalwapamanis.
That's close.
That's close. And if he beats him, which he should, then he's got to play Marin Cilic in the quarters. And Cilic, of course, tremendous player in his own right. He's seeded sixth. He had a tough scare, though, in his last match. He lost the first two sets. Third set went to a tiebreaker. And Verdasco, on his serve, on Verdasco's serve, was serving for the match and double faulted. And then Cilic won the tie break, won the set, came back and won the next two sets, and advanced to the next round. So that was a tough, tough loss for Verdasco.
I'm rooting for Zverev because tennis needs some new faces.
They do, and they've got some coming up. Zverev, I think he's 21 or 22. He's been hailed as a tremendous future player and hasn't quite gotten there. He's typically in the semis or the quarters, but he just hasn't quite been able to break through yet. But got a big serve, a tremendous player. And as you know, I'm a big Roger Federer fan, so I'm certainly hoping that Federer comes through. But here's another interesting fact, Jason. Both Federer and Djokovic have both won six Australian Open tennis titles. So if they should meet in the final, one of those would set a new record or would break the record for having won the most Australian Opens. Nadal, on the other hand, of course, he dominates the French and on clay, but he's only won the Australian Open one time. So whether or not he can get through to play in the final, it would be, again, Nadal and Federer in the semis.
I'm rooting for Zverev simply for all those historical facts that you just gave us about how good those three guys are in particular.
Absolutely.
For 20 years.
Yes.
Essentially, we've been looking at the same three guys, and tennis needs someone, a younger player, a lot of three or four or five younger players to step up and start beating these older guys so that tennis can move forward with a new generation. Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic cannot play forever.
They can't. And there are some good young men, tennis players coming up, some of them from the United States. And I think within the next probably 2 to 3 years, you're going to see some of those really start to break through into the top 10. Another, just one more quick thing on the men's side, Milos Raonic will play Alexander Zverev in the next round, the Canadian, who is seeded 16th. And he was hailed as another future superstar that just didn't quite happen. But still, he's been in the top four, five, six players, but now he's seeded 16th.
The Zverev interview after he beat Chardy, he came across very likable because he was heading into a match with Bolt, who is, of course, from Australia.
Right.
And the way he handled that interview, talking to the audience, knowing that Bolt was going to be the fan favorite heading into that match, and just his charisma that came across, as he even said to the crowd, "I'm going in to win. I know you guys aren't going to be rooting for me, but that's okay."
Yeah.
It was pretty
I like him. I like him. And Kai Nishikori, possible breakthrough. He's had shown a lot of promise and played really well the last year or so. So that's a possibility, too. My personal pick, as much as I like Federer, I just don't see anybody beating Djokovic.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Georgia Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SCHS, 1-855-275-7447. It's been a while, but Georgia Tech made a presence this past week in South Georgia on the recruiting trail. Tech head coach Jeff Collins made a stop in the Golden Isles this past week. Collins checked in with all three coaches in Glynn County, Rocky Hidalgo at Glynn Academy, Sean Pender at Brunswick High, and Brandon Derrick at Frederica. Maybe this is a sign of things to come for the talent here in South Georgia and building a relationship with the Yellow Jackets. The Georgia Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
Sergeant Tom, to Alex Anthopoulos. The Braves need to make some moves. You haven't done it.
Yes. I don't know. I can't figure what's going on there. I kept reading and hearing about $44 million the Braves had to spend, and they spent $23 million of it on an outstanding player, but has spent the last 2 years pretty much injured. I'm not sure if he turns out to have a great season, it'll be a good sign, but I don't know. I don't see it.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill. When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums. And the Peachtree Pest Control team will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700. That's a tough read, too.
Sounds like it. Do you want to finish up on the Australian Open or go on to the Braves?
Well, let's go Braves and we'll come back to the Australian Open. So $2 million to Brian McCann, $23 million to Josh Donaldson, a total of $25 million they have spent. They had around 49 to play with. They've got, what's the math on that, $29 million still left to spend. The Braves went into the offseason needing a frontline starter. The Braves went into the offseason needing a corner outfielder. The Braves went into the offseason needing bullpen help. Now we're 3 weeks away from spring training. The Braves still need a frontline starter. The Braves still need a corner outfielder. And the Braves still need bullpen help.
But they got four catchers
on their major league roster.
On their major league roster.
Currently, well, right now, as you know, with the offseason, you don't have to have just 25 people on your major league roster. You can have as many as you want. The Braves have 26 pitchers on their major league roster right now.
Yes, and unfortunately, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Might make some people mad, but
well, that's kind of what the show does.
One of the pitchers still on their roster that certainly didn't play a role in the playoffs last season. I just can't figure why he's still there.
I'm assuming you're talking about. I'm assuming you're going to say Max Fried?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they moved him, if they included him in a trade. But I'm talking about Julio Teheran, of course. Pitched in a mop-up role, and he's been the opening day starter for the Braves for, what, the last four or five seasons?
Yeah.
Two or three, four seasons.
Yeah.
And didn't really play a role at all in the playoff series against the Dodgers. And I'm just surprised that they have not moved him somehow, somewhere, some way.
I think that's coming. Of course, I thought it was going to happen two months ago.
I thought it would have happened during the winter meetings, but it didn't.
Just to add, going back to a little bit about the tennis, so on one of our Twitter questions of the week this week, you can find this at twitter.com and then search for Bishop_show, and that's where you'll find the question. Does the USTA need new faces other than Roger Federer, Novak, and Rafael Nadal to win the Australian Open, Wimbledon, and U.S. and French? Yes or no?
You asking me, or is that your question?
That's the question of the week.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the questions of the week on Twitter. You can find it again at Bishop_show. Vote, vote, vote.
Okay. It's a good question. Very good question. And I think, you know, in any sport, you need good young talent coming up, and probably more so maybe in an individual sport like tennis than you do in team sports.
Currently, the Braves are picked to finish third in the division after they won the division last year by the
so-called experts.
So-called experts. The Braves are picked to finish third behind the Nationals and the Mets, which basically is what they were selected to do last year.
I agree. Right? At this point, with the players that the Mets and the Nationals have added and the lack of players that the Braves have added, I agree.
Let's not forget, yes, the Braves added Josh Donaldson. As a Braves fan, and I'm talking to all you Braves fans because you're going to feel exactly what I'm saying as soon as it comes out of my mouth. How many games last year did the starting staff get into the fourth or fifth inning, maybe the sixth? They're out of the game, and the bullpen comes in, especially late in the year,
yeah,
and could not get people out. And the starters that are currently in the rotation are not 8-9-inning guys. We're lucky, that staff is lucky,
yeah,
if they get into the eighth.
Well,
if they go 7-4.
If they went 5, I mean, that was about 5, maybe 5 2/3.
Right.
Was about the
not getting
the average length.
Not getting in even into the 7th inning.
Right, yes.
How many times did that happen? A bunch. So going into the offseason, I get the need for the corner outfielder. I get the need for the catching situation. I understand that. But your top two priorities should have been number one starter, a guy at the top of your rotation that every time you give him the ball, he's not going to go any less than 7 innings on a bad night. And to get help, especially in the back end of the bullpen, and slide everybody back to make them at least a little bit better. You get a new closer, your closer becomes your setup, and on down and on down and on down.
The Braves, the Braves have announced who their supposed closer is going to be coming into this season, and and his name escapes me off.
Chad Sobotka.
Sobotka. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
And it really doesn't make sense because after Anthopoulos said they were going to roll with Sobotka as the closer, Arodis Vizcaino becomes eligible for arbitration, and then the Braves settle with him to keep him on the roster. Who was your closer last year? If Sabatka's going to be your closer now, why is Vizcaino still on the roster?
Why spend that money on a pitcher that has been a closer that you say is not going to be your closer again? And Jason, talking about the pitching, the way it's set up, to me, the best starting pitcher that the Braves had last year, they didn't re-sign him, was Anibal Sanchez.
Most consistent, for sure.
Most consistent pitcher, and he signed with the Nats, I think.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that the Nats are probably picked to finish ahead of the Braves now. I mean, several other reasons, too. But to me, the most consistent pitcher that they had, they didn't even try to re-sign him.
Because they have all these younger pitchers that they wanted to try to make room for. So because Anibal's an older guy, they let him walk, and then he signs with your division rival, and he's going to be their number four starter every fifth day. He's getting the ball. You know what? He deserves that.
Absolutely. I agree. I 100% agree. But why not re-sign him and make him your number four starter, even your number five starter? And, you know, like you said, he's older, so he may not give you the innings that he used to give you, but you put him in the number four, the number five slot, you cut back on his innings, and he's a good presence in the clubhouse, particularly with the younger kids. I don't see why they let him walk.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but at some point, with all these young pitchers the Braves have, you got to start making room for him in the rotation or get him out of Atlanta.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
And so, you know, when you have a veteran guy like Anibal Sanchez, granted, you know, he deserved the contract that he got with the Washington, but he wasn't going to get that in Atlanta because they're on the youth kick, especially in the starting rotation, even though they still have guys in rotation.
Yeah.
Gausman's older. Tehran's older. You know, Tehran's got it. They've got to figure something out with Tehran. They've got to start finding a way to get these kids into the rotation.
Could Tehran be a closer? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying he would or wouldn't, but if you're not going to, I mean, you're paying him, what, $12 million a year? And you're not going to, if he doesn't fit into your plans, move him, but they haven't moved him. So I don't know. I don't think he would be a closer, but I just threw that out there to see the look on your face.
You got the reaction. I think Tehran would be really good at this. Welcome to Denny's.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music.
Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yeah.
That brings out the inner rapper in me.
Glad it's the inner rapper and not the outer rapper.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's clever. I wonder where I get my sense of humor from.
I don't know.
I don't know either. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing. Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. And as always, free beer tomorrow. We hope to see you soon. Women's tennis. We didn't get to it.
Okay. Australian Open, top four seeds going in. Simona Halep was one. Caroline Wozniacki was two. I mean, Angie Kerber was two. Wozniacki was three. Naomi Osaka was four. Those are all still in except for Caroline Wozniacki, who was knocked out by Maria Sharapova, who has continued her comeback after sitting out for a year and a half or 2 years or whatever it was on the doping charges. She came in seeded number 30, and she did beat Caroline Wozniacki. Sharapova's next opponent is the 15 seed, Ashley Barty. I think Sharapova has a good chance to win that.
Barty's Australian, by the way.
Yes. But I'll be honest with you, at this point, I don't see anybody beating Serena Williams. She has really, really looked good in the opening matches, and she will play Simona Halep in the next round. Of course, you know, Serena, after giving birth and then having some complications afterwards, still really on the comeback trail, but... she didn't win a tournament last year, but she will will play the number one seed, Simona Halep. And incidentally, Halep beat Venus Williams in her last match, 6-2, 6-3. So Halep plays the Williams sisters back-to-back.
Sharapova's going to end up in the semis. Looking at her draw, she's got Barty, and then she will get the winner in the quarters of Kvitova and Anisimova. Sharapova should win both those matches, and then she'll end up in the semifinals against Kerber.
Correct. And speaking of Anisimova, Amanda Anisimova, despite the last name, she is an American. And she is 17 years old. She was ranked 87th in the world coming in. I've watched parts of her matches. Remember, Australia is 16 hours ahead of us, and so they're playing tomorrow's matches today. And so,
the Jason Bish Show with Kip Ranch, we're the only sports show where we talk time travel.
There we go. Like a wormhole.
Mm. Transfer portal.
There you go. But anyway, she's 17. She did a good interview, and they asked her about her plans for the future, and she said, I want to win this tournament. And she would be, I think, the youngest Grand Slam winner if she did. And quite honestly, I don't see that happening. She plays Petra Kvitova in the next round, who is seeded eighth. And I think her run ends there against Kvitova. But she will move up a lot after having done well in this tournament.
Jalen Hurts is on his way to Oklahoma. The Oklahoma quarterback's on his way to West Virginia. Brandon Wimbush from Notre Dame is heading to Central Florida. And the Georgia quarterback, Downing, is on his way to TCU.
Well, I think we're going to talk some about, as you said, the transfer portal and everything like that. But I'm not sure I see, and I guess I do see the reasoning behind it. Most of them are probably not as good as they think they are, and they figure that they have a better chance of playing time somewhere else, and possibly so. Who's the guy you said going to TCU?
Downing from Georgia.
Downing from Georgia.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this off the air, that maybe his thinking is that he'll get to sit next closer to the coach on the bench at TCU than he would at Georgia.
You know, the funny thing is I think most Georgia fans, I'm mentioning Matthew Downing transferring to TCU, and they're like, who?
Who? That was my reaction.
What is your name?
I told you!
It doesn't matter what your name is!
Very good. Very good.
Okay, so here's the situation. And to be honest with you, this is the one kid that I don't blame for transferring. He wasn't on scholarship. He was a third-string quarterback this past year at Georgia. He got into four games. He saw 50 snaps, threw 10 passes. He was behind Fromm and Fields. Fields transfers out. You got to figure the kid now thinks, okay, well, I'm going to move up. I'll definitely end up on scholarship with Fields moving out. Well, that didn't happen, because then Stetson Bennett transfers in, keeps him at third string. But even still, well, I'm going to be third string quarterback. I didn't get scholarship last year. Surely I'll get scholarship this year. And then Georgia, at the last minute, has an Ohio State flip. And so now they've got, once again, three quarterbacks on the roster when DeJuan Mathis decides that he's going to go to Georgia instead of Ohio State. And so now the kid's situation changed from being the third-string quarterback without a scholarship to becoming the fourth-string quarterback without a scholarship. Typically, college programs are going to scholarship their top three quarterbacks. Georgia didn't do that for whatever reason last year with Downing. So the kid has transferred to TCU. He's from Alpharetta. Apparently, his parents live in Texas. So he's transferring to TCU. He's going to go over there as a walk-on. He's going to compete for a scholarship. Quite honestly, he'll probably get a scholarship over there at TCU.
Probably so.
And he'll be the backup. And his parents won't have to fly all the way to Georgia to watch him sit behind two quarterbacks.
And pay the out-of-state tuition.
Well, TCU's a private school. That ain't cheap.
No, either. I mean at Georgia.
Yeah, but out of state is expensive at Georgia, and TCU being private, that's still expensive.
Right, yeah.
But,
good point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think when it's all said and done, I don't think the quarterback situation is going to be too much difference as far as the starting quarterback. Still going to be Fromm, and then whoever's behind him.
The Jalen Hurts transfer to Oklahoma, what's crazy about that, I said it in the Week in Review, Jalen Hurts, who has two national championship rings, and or is it three? However many he has. I think it's two. Two national championship rings, was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year his freshman year.
Right.
Is going now to Oklahoma, and for the third consecutive year, Oklahoma's going to have a different quarterback. But of those three quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts is probably the worst of the three that they've had, in Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
Well, again, and not just Jalen Hurts, but I think a lot of college players, particularly at the quarterback position, are prima donnas. And Hurts is a very, very, very talented quarterback, but I think he realized that he was just not going to get a lot of snaps at Alabama, and as you said, will be the starter at Oklahoma. And being a transfer graduate or a graduate transfer, he doesn't have to sit out.
He'll start right away.
I see his point there, I guess, getting to play.
And in fairness to him, you know, about the prima donna comment, it was obvious after the national championship game 2 years ago when Tua came in for Hurts, and it was pretty obvious that early in the year this year that Hurts was not going to be the guy. Tua was going to be the guy. They weren't going to share time. Tua was going to be the starting quarterback, and Hurts was the backup. And so what he did, he just stuck it out.
Yeah.
He stuck it out.
Team player.
Yeah, he knew he wasn't going to play. And so, you know, he was there for his teammates and then ultimately bailed them out in the SEC championship game against Georgia.
Yes. So I see it. I guess I see his point. But it's just all these kids going from one school to another. I don't know. I just don't see. Overall, I don't see the reasoning behind it.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Georgia Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SCHS, 1-855-275-7447. It's been a while, but Georgia Tech made a presence this past week in South Georgia on the recruiting trail. Tech head coach Jeff Collins made a stop in the Golden Isles this past week. Collins checked in with all three coaches in Glynn County, Rocky Hidalgo at Glynn Academy, Sean Pender at Brunswick High, and Brandon Derrick at Frederica. Maybe this is a sign of things to come for the talent here in South Georgia and building a relationship with the Yellow Jackets. The Georgia Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Came right back that I actually watched the new Mission Impossible last night. I was, as a person that had gotten a little bit tired of the Mission Impossible franchise, I actually enjoyed that one.
Good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I like the old TV series, Mission Impossible.
I've never seen an episode.
Really? Mm-hmm. Peter Graves' brother was on it.
Peter Gabriel?
No, Graves. Yeah. Brother of James Arness.
I know James Arness.
Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke. Yeah, they were brothers.
I know that. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show brought to you by Pristine Water and by Molina's Landscaping. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive in Brunswick.
Jason.
Yeah.
May I throw one more thing out there? We're talking about James Arness as Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke.
Okay.
What if they made a movie about James Arness and they got the actor Matt Dillon to play the part? So it would be Matt Dillon as James Arness instead of James Arness as Matt Dillon. Just part of my rambling thoughts.
This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip Branch is not here. He is lost somewhere on the Ottumwa River. Sitting in for him is the voice of the Brunswick High Pirates, Teddy Bishop.
Thank you.
NFL playoffs. So you're going...
I'm saying Kansas City will beat New England 27-24, and I'm saying New Orleans will beat the Rams 24-17, and it will be Kansas City and New Orleans in the Super Bowl.
And both those games are tomorrow. There are no Saturday games.
Right.
So no games today.
Like 4 or something, one's at 8, or is it 1 and 4?
It's 3:05 and 6:40.
So neither.
One game's on Fox, one game's on CBS.
Okay. Another thought, we were talking about Kansas City, and we said if Kansas City goes to the Super Bowl, Alan Bailey from McIntosh would, you know, of course, is on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
One thing I just want to mention about Alan Bailey, and of course, he is, as you know, I teach school in Darien. I live in Brunswick, do Brunswick High football, but I do teach school at the middle school in Darien.
Okay.
And Alan Bailey is well thought of there. And I know the last couple of years, he has bought book bags for all the elementary school kids and the middle school kids.
How about that?
In McIntosh. And I just thought that deserves a shout out on his part. He's only making $5 million a year, you know, not like Brady or the others. But I think that's a pretty nice gesture on his part.
Very
just,
cool.
Just a thought.
Very cool. And also, of course, Justin Houston from Statesboro, another local product here.
Yeah.
And it plays on the Chiefs as well. And so if the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl, he'll be going as well. And I know as well as Alan Bailey is thought of in Darien, same holds true with Justin Houston in Statesboro, who every year holds camps for underprivileged kids, trying to get them on the right path and of course, get them into some football pads to help keep them on the right path. Justin Houston, pretty good guy, too.
Yes, absolutely.
I just can't do it. I'm going New England, I'm going the Rams, and I'm picking the Rams.
I'm going Kansas City and New Orleans in the Super Bowl, and based on current situations, I would have to pick New Orleans to beat Kansas City in the Super Bowl. I just think Drew Brees is there. I just think he's there.
He's had a great year.
He has.
He has a great year every year. Yes. But especially, this has been one of his above par.
Yes. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them.
If you're a Vegas bettor, which I am, the over-under, 56.5, the Rams and the Saints, I would take the over. That's me.
I'd take under.
The Saints by 3, I'm not even picking the Saints to win, so obviously I think you should take that as far as the Saints not covering. And then Kansas City, New England, over under 56. I don't see any way, anywhere, under any circumstance, in any universe, that game's going over 56 points. Take the under.
I would take the under on both of them.
Okay. And the Chiefs are a 3-point favorite at home. Be honest with you, I would stay away from the actual lines in these games, and I would strictly stay with the over under. I wouldn't take the points here on either game.
Oh, yeah.
It's just too risky.
I agree. But I just, and again, going back to what I said earlier about defense, I just don't see that many points being scored in a championship game, even though everything is offensively oriented.
The NFC games for the Rams have been pretty good games. I mean, well, the one game they played, 30-22, and New Orleans 20-14. The AFC games have been blowouts.
Good point.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.